Experts say families will likely face increased anxiety as schools reopen. Some classes will be in person, online, or a mix of both. Brianne Letta spoke with a group of child mental health care workers about how parents and students can cope with a stressful start of the school year.
Dr. David Fitzgerald heads outpatient child psychiatric care at the University of Connecticut. He says school this year comes with a lot of added stress. In school, there could be requirements for face coverings, social distancing, potential temperature checks, and COVID-19 testing. At home, there's distance learning and screen time.
The larger thing is just the unknown. What is going to happen? What is it going to be? And that is a pretty ripe opportunity for anxiety.
But even though the future looks uncertain, Fitzgerald says it's important for parents to remain calm.
As the leader of the ship here, the captain of the ship, parents need to model calm, and that can come from knowing as much as possible to know about what the plan is.
Parents need to plan for the future, maintain structure for both themselves and their children, and keep up with what's going on with school policies, and be able to go with the flow if circumstances change.
Let's get back to a routine and a structure. A lot of times that slides away in the summer. Understandably, bedtimes move, meals are kind of more scattered. But we had a 3 or 4 month head start on that too with going out of school. So many people's schedules are sort of wildly out of whack compared to what it would be on a regular get ready for school day.
Fitzgerald says parents know their children best, but it can be hard to identify anxiety triggers for their children.
The big decision is not about what backpack to buy anymore. It's dealing with a lot of feelings and change.
Sherry Lurie is with the Mental Health Services at Epic Long Island, a mental health and resource center.
If your child is feeling anxious about returning or not returning, connecting to the school, the guidance counselors, the social workers, certainly outpatient clinics, to help with these feelings and make that person in the school aware that your child is really struggling. And tell your child they can go and talk to this person if they're feeling anxious during the day. Have a contact person.
Because parents, kids might just want space from you.
Going to school is a break for a lot of these kids. And they weren't getting the break from what could be tumultuous family life. So it raised their depression, their anxiety, feeling upset. So definitely, sometimes spending more time with the families was very difficult.
Lurie works with clinical social workers Jennifer Colbert and Deborah Cahill. Cahill says children have gone through a lot this year that has done a number to their mental health.
Families are also dealing with a lot of added stress that may not necessarily translate into anxiety. Financial stress certainly is something that a lot of families are feeling right now. A lot of job losses, unstable housing, and these are things children certainly pick up on what's going on around them in the house. Also could be, you know, dealing with some grieving if they have lost a family member or a friend to the virus. I think that children also may be confused because they have all of a sudden have these rules that they need to follow, and not everybody is following the rules.
Even still, Colbert says parents aren't going to have all the answers.
They don't have to have all the answers because, of course, none of us have all the answers, and we can't. And to feel comfortable with that and to just try their best and to try to feel comfortable just not knowing.
That was Jennifer Colbert, Sherry Lurie, and Deborah Cahill speaking with WSHU's Brianne Letta. They work at Epic Long Island, a guidance center and mental health clinic on the island's South Shore. She also spoke with Dr. David Fitzgerald, who runs a UConn mental health clinic in West Hartford, Connecticut. Brianne put together a tip sheet for students and parents at WSHU.org.